We begin with Trigger Weddle, who's the creator of Aspire Theater, right, Trigger?
Good morning. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now I'll get you over there. And you've told this story before, but the kind of the genesis for getting Aspire going.
Well, at the time that we started, there was no community theater in Coeur d'Alene. The modern theater at that time was professional. Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater is also professional. And there was no outlet for the up-and-coming actor. So we created Aspire Community Theater in hopes to give our very talented community a place to perform.
Nice. And so this is your opening show for your season this year.
Yes, it is. Our fourth season.
Yeah, that's keeping it going. Well, let's jump right into the Addams Family. And so Callie Cabe, who is directing this. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
I see you in a lot of contexts, and that's good.
Yeah, I get around.
Yeah. have you directed for Aspire before?
I have. I directed 42nd Street last year, and that was my very first directing of a full-blown musical, and now I directed another show last year in Coeur d'Alene, and this is my second with Aspire, and this has been a delight. We have an amazing cast, 22 actors, an amazing orchestra. It's been a delight. It's such a fun show. There's a lot of humor, and we've had a great time. We have an amazing choreographer, Megan Smith, who is out of Portland, Oregon, and she's delightful. It's just a great show, and we love sharing it with everyone.
Well, let's get a taste of it, and that's how we'll get to meet the two actors who have come in. We have the people in the roles of Morticia and Gomez. Let's begin with Morticia, who's sung by Jen Kleinkopf, and this song, Just Around the Corner.
My daughter's getting married, I can't believe it's true. She doesn't ask her mother before she says I do. And what about my husband, inconstant, naive? This evening's getting serious, these Ohioans won't leave. But I can't let these latest troubles rob me of my bliss. For when I'm scared of true disaster, I remember this. Death is just around the corner, waiting patiently to strike. One unplanned electrocution, that's the kind of end I can comprehend when I'm feeling uninspired or I need a little spree. I'm reborn knowing death is just around the corner, coming after me. Coroner. Get it? Death is just around the coroner. Death is just around the corner, waiting high upon the hill. Someone buried in an avalanche, that's the kind of gig I can really dig. Marriage often disappoints you. Not each husband is a gem. So I'll mourn knowing death is just around the corner coming after them.
Jen Kleinkopf with Death is Just Around the Corner. And you know, already even corner and coroner, slapstick is really fun, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Just to be utterly silly in one's life and take on that. And, of course, it's appropriate that the second week here will be the week that's set off by Halloween.
Yes.
And so that helps a lot, too. And so tell me a little bit about you as a singer, because you're clearly so comfortable with a song like that. Yeah, and we want to know about you, Jen.
Well, let's see. I've been singing most of my life, but Morticia, I'm normally a soprano. Morticia is definitely not that, and she's just a lot of fun. my speaking voice for her, I have to change. Mm-hmm. And it's been a challenge. She speaks very low. And so that's been a challenge for me as a singer. And I've just really enjoyed this material. I also have my daughter in the cast. She plays Wednesday, and she's my daughter in real life. So that's been an absolute treat. We have a lot of the same mannerisms, which work really well in the show. It's just, my daughter, yes, she's wonderful.
Well, we'll bring you back in a month and find out how the mother-daughter relationship has changed.
Because
of the show.
And I have to watch not telling her what to do, that let Callie do that. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest thing. I won't do it.
but clearly you're singing. I mean, tell me about yourself as a singer.
Let's see. I sang a lot growing up. I did musical theater growing up, and I did a lot of choirs. And then I took some time off to raise my children, and then decided a couple of years ago, you know, that theater thing I did, I really liked it. So I decided a couple of years ago to come back to theater. And it's just been a wild ride and a lot of fun.
Exactly the reason to have a company like the Aspire Theater.
Yes. So I've done some work with Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater as well and professional theater. But this show, really, the chance to work with Trigger and Callie and my friend Ann in here and my daughter, I couldn't resist. So.
Yeah, this is the Addams Family, which is Thursday. It's a Thursday through Sunday in their second week. They were going last weekend, too. It's at the Crux Center, I believe. And it's the regular theater time, 7:30, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Then two matinees this weekend, Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 for that. Well, let's just keep going. We're on a roll, and we have a duet. We have Gomez in here, too, played by Andon Leo. And so let's get this. What's the name of this duet?
Live Before We Die.
Live Before We Die. Okay, here we go. Back to some singing and the duet from this.
Let's live before we die. Let's laugh before we cry. Let's hold each other tight and ask. If I have caused you pain, it's easy to explain. Come fill me with delight and dance. My love, my wife, forever you will be. But Wednesday's life, that too is part of me. Two women I adore and swore to suffer for. Let's end this tug of war and dance.
Mother warned me to beware of clever men with silver tongues.
Yeah, well, what I lack in depth, I make up for in shallowness.
You really think you can sway me with a joke?
It's the last thing I try before the chloroform.
Tomorrow I may be in rainy gay Paris.
Please stay right where you are and dance.
I'm not a castanet who clicks with no regret.
You're more than that by far, so dance.
The place
we're in
can never be what was.
Till we begin to do what dancing does. Darling, I was bad, bad husband and bad dad. Instead of feeling sad,
alone
we're lost, we're drifting out to sea. But side by side, we're gloomy as can be. As gloomy as can be. Morticia, I was wrong. I knew it all along. Forgive me with a song.
And dance.
There we go. That was the pair opening that as Gomez and then Leo, and then answering back as Morticia Jen Kleinkopf. So Andon, kind of the same thing for you. I'm always appreciate meeting some new people, and so what's your deal within musical theater? Have you done quite a bit?
Well, the last last couple of years, I've been doing a lot more. I graduated from college 2 years ago now, and I toured around a little bit doing the Buddy Holly story, and I eventually found my way here to beautiful Coeur d'Alene. And I've gotten this opportunity to work with some incredible performers. I've been singing since I was in high school. I was in chamber choir. I did some musical theater at the Village Theater in the Seattle area. And yeah, I've just kind of been seeing where the doors open and where they lead me to.
Right. So you're here. And so is this your first show to do around here?
No, I've actually done a few shows with Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater. Mm-hmm. And that's how I met Callie and Jen. Mm-hmm. And when I heard they were doing The Addams Family, I was like, ugh. That's a good show. That's a great show. And they're lovely to work with. So, yeah, I couldn't turn this one down. I really couldn't.
Sure. Well, back to you, Callie. Are there many choices to make in how to do The Addams Family, or do you just have a good time and do The Addams Family?
Well, I would say with this show, there's great humor in the script. So it's pretty easy to do right away. Yeah. I have great actors with great timing. That helps me a lot. I've also given some of the actors that have a little more experience, like Jen and Andon, a little more freedom to play with the humor. And I've given a few where I've said, okay, let's go a little too far. And I've only given one person the note, you've gone too far, and that's okay. But it's great to watch what they come up with. I think I'm a kind of a funny person. I mean, it doesn't come natural, but I think accidentally I'm funny, and I laugh a lot. And so when I see my humor up on stage, that makes me pretty happy. And to see other people find it funny, that to see my husband watch the show and he goes, "You did that, right?" And I go, "Oh, I did. You think that's funny? Okay, good." So it's just great. I mean, they're just funny actors, but I do feel like the script is really wonderful. There's such great humor. I mean, there's adult humor too that goes over kids' heads. It's definitely a family show.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of jokes that are woo,
no racy woo,
that might go over some
spicy
kids' heads, but a little spicy. That's a good way to put it.
Spicy.
But it's fun. It's such a good show.
And about how many people are in the cast, give or take?
22.
Wow. So it's really giving a lot of people acting experience.
Yes, we have these ancestors. So not only do you have Lurch, you have Wednesday. We have the whole storyline is Wednesday brings home a normal boy and his normal family to dinner. And kind of that's where the fun happens. You know, the Addams Family are trying to act normal and they basically want to get married. And the ancestors come out and they can't leave until love triumphs. And that's where the ancestors come in, and we have 12 of those, I believe. 12? Yeah. I lost count. Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of them, and they're beautiful, and they're all different from different eras. So the costuming is fun, and it's just great.
And
I can't wait till you see it.
And you're accompanied by a band?
Yes, a live band, and Chris Beezer is our orchestra leader, band leader, and we have musical director, and he's wonderful.
He's lovely.
And he would have been here if he could have. 8-piece orchestra. We love them. And it's been lovely. So,
This is the Addams Family in its final weekend with 5 performances between Thursday and Sunday, and that's at the Kroc Center in Coeur d'Alene. So let's go out with Andon. And solo, what's this tune, Andon?
This one is called Trapped. Gomez has a secret that he's keeping from his wife, and he's really bad at keeping secrets. Like a bull in the ring, like the moderate right wing, I'm trapped. Like a fly in my tea, or the New York DMV, I'm trapped. With my wife to my left and my daughter to my right, any thought of my escaping must be scrapped. I could choose to sing the blues, but no matter what I do, I'm trapped, trapped, trapped. Like a boat in a lock or a cuckoo in a clock, I'm trapped. Like a corpse in the ground or like theater in the round, I'm trapped. I could cry, I could lie, I could simply up and die, but I fear the dice I've rolled have finally crapped. Should I beg, should I rage, or stay safely in my cage? How trapped, trapped, trapped!
How can I keep a secret from the woman I adore? The bitter breeze that keeps me here and coming back for more. She stokes the Adam's fire, she harbors each desire. I'd never tell her lies, but when my daughter cries, how can I be expected then to turn the other cheek? Should I not be her hero instead of sniveling and weak? I'll pick the route that's true, tell me what I must do. Should I gripe? Should I groan? Would I rather pass a stone? Ugh, trapped. Wife gone wild, crazy child, little me unreconciled, I'm trapped. If I'm wrong, I'll be strong and will try to get along, or I'll fail, have to bail, show my coffin to the nail. If I napped, if I snapped, maybe dinner would be scrapped. Then I wouldn't be trapped, trapped, trapped.
Wow, okay, that's fantastic. That was Andon Leo as Gomez and Trapped. Three of the songs from The Addams Family, which has these five performances, 7:30 Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and then two matinees, 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. Trigger Weddle, let's come back for just a few words about the rest of your season as you're planning it.
Mm-hmm. We have coming up in February, 9 to 5, which of course is made famous by Dolly Parton and all of her music. And then we'll close our season in April with Disney's Tarzan.
So so you're dealing with musicals on all these shows.
Yes, we Aspire decided to just stick with musicals. Mm-hmm. From a business perspective, it's really what audiences like the most. So that's kind of where we're going with it. We're going to stick with the musical format.
Great. Aspire Theater in Coeur d'Alene and this performance of The Addams Family and then the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. And so there we have it, The Addams Family and Aspire Theater.